Galaxy Raider, 350 metres to go. They quicken. It's Dice Roll, a half length Biometric. Kerwin's Lane's persisting for a run up on the inside. The favourite's got company. Furion out wider, and Mongolian Marshall stretched across the track. Dice Roll, Biometric, Furion, Mongolian Marshall, four across the track. The favourite's gone. Mongolian Marshall sprints up at the 100, takes the lead from Furion. Mongolian Marshall in an upset beat Furion. Photo third. Dice Roll kick back Biometric.
Second win at Flemington for Mongolian Marshall in recent times, taking out a feature race. Prize money only at $161,000. I know the club are keen to get that lifted, but I'm sure Stuart Gower would be happy with the level it was at yesterday with the winner Mongolian Marshall. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Stu.
Thanks, Warren.
It was a good win yesterday, and the horse has shown an affinity for Flemington in recent times. How were you feeling going into the race?
I was quietly confident, you know, like, it's sort of, you know, like when you've got a odds on pop, you know, well, they're spruiking, could be a superstar, you know, it sort of, you know, makes you worry, but, you know, I was very happy with the horse going into it and couldn't believe the odds he was.
I was probably contributing to, no, I don't think my opinion contributes to a spruik, but I was certainly thinking that it was going to be a good day for the favourite in Dice Roll. With the horse being at Flemington, Sandown in recent weeks, how have you managed his transition from one to the other? Is he headed back to Morphettville in between? How have you managed it?
Yeah, like he's a sort of funny sort of horse. So we brought him home between runs and sort of had him back here and like just had him on the water walker and like just kept him ticking along without sort of doing too much with him, really. Like, I think he's sort of, once you get him fit, you just have to sort of just not do much with him and just keep him ticking along and keep him happy.
And your relationship with Brett Prebble probably goes back predating his time in Hong Kong. Good to see him bring up a feature race win at Flemington at this stage of his career.
Oh, like, you know, like he's been a superstar rider for, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever. So it's good to have a jock like him on board, you know, sort of, you know, you don't have to give him too many instructions. He knows what he's doing.
Mongolian Marshall seems to be versatile enough around that 1,600 metre to 2,000 metre range. In an ideal word, what do you think's his best distance?
Well, sort of, you know, like, he's got a super record over the mile. Like, you know, we was sort of aiming sort of, you know, 2,000 plus, you know, when we first got him. But I think he's just better off kept that a little bit fresh and sort of, well, even yesterday he got tugging a bit because there was no speed in the race. And he's definitely a better horse ridden sort of cold early and let him get home, you know. So, you know, early days when we first got him, we was trying to ride him on pace and sort of, I think it's just backfiring on us. So, you know, but now we've worked him out and I think, you know, there's a couple more good races left in him, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned he's a little bit quirky, and once you got him up and running, you just tick him over, get him back home in between runs. What do you aim up at now?
Oh, we'll bring him home and sort of, he'll have a couple of weeks in the paddock, like, although we'll more like have him on the walker every day, because, you know, like the spring's just round the corner, so you can't back off him too much, otherwise you're sort of too far behind the eight ball. So I'd say we'll just sort of, you know, set him sort of mile and sort of, and maybe even sort of, you know, have a crack at a race like McKinnon or something, you know, like 2,000. You know, we'll just let him tell us where we're going, you know. Like, cause he's up in the ratings a bit now. Like, you can't just run in normal handicaps. He's just going to cop too much weight. So.
And looking at his form card too, he seems to be pretty versatile in terms of the track conditions that he's able to perform on.
Yeah, well, he goes sort of good in the wet. Although Brett said, like, the other day at Sandown, it was a little bit too much. Like he said, his wheels were spinning, sort of, you know, because it was a bit too soft. But you know, it was a super run at Sandown. Like, sort of, you know, winner proved the form, winning at Caulfield last week. You know, like, that's why it was a mad leader's track at Sandown, and he actually boxed on good, and that's why I couldn't work out why he was 40-1 yesterday.
No, and those that had a similar opinion to you were well rewarded. The stable in Adelaide at this stage, how are you managing the size of the team you're looking after at the moment?
Oh, we're only keeping it around, you know, between 7 and 10. We have maximum, you know, sort of, like 10 years ago, I used to have 28, 30 in work. Like, it's too much staff. Like, now me and the wife do it, and, you know, it's a lot easier. You actually make more money with less horses.
And how do you find the training environment in South Australia at the moment? How's South Australian racing travelling?
Oh, this, you know, like, it's nowhere near Victoria, but sort of, you know, like, prize money's just gone up a fraction, but, you know, like, it's nowhere near what it should be. Like, we need a big influx of money coming in, but whether it ever comes, you know, it might be after I'm retired, I think.
Well, hopefully not, Stewie. And when you've got a horse like Mongolian Marshall, you can duck across the border and get that Victorian prize money. That makes it even better.
Yeah, it does, definitely. Yeah, sort of. We're happy to take the Victorians' money.
Terrific day yesterday for the stable and the family with yourself and your wife, Stu. Well done on the way you're managing Mongolian Marshall, and look forward to seeing what you can aim up for in the months ahead.
Thanks, Warren.